Okay, so once
she decided to adopt a new pose, right?
Yeah.
So she's breaking the mold. That's good. Thank you.
So I, when I heard about this course, I think it was back in, well, at the end of last year, so in April, I sort of started thinking about, like, what, kind of guessing, like, maybe what Dittmar might be interested in seeing, and then I also had, like, some interest in maybe bringing to, like, different subjects and stuff, and that I was, you know, interested in, like, GMOs and different things. And so anyway, a friend of mine is a pretty successful blogger, and she had suggested before, because I've done some writing with her and stuff, that maybe I should start a blog, because some of the stuff that I suggest to her, I think she finds quite amusing or whatever. And I, anyway, I just haven't had time to do that. And so I started using my Facebook and Facebook to start working with some of these sort of different subjects, I guess, that I'm interested in. And what I try and do, and I have set like about 700, 800 people on my Facebook now. And I get a lot of shares and stuff, so it expands like how many people are seeing this information. So what I've been doing is I come across something, and I don't read too many newspapers anymore at all, or watch CBC, who I'm disgusted with lately. But horrified by is more. But what I do on my Facebook is I've been fooling around with writing different articles, and then say I'll be out somewhere. And, you know, I'll be with a friend and I'll take parts of the conversation and I make it friend quote of the day, it's called. And I'll take a picture of whatever it is and I start engaging the audience. And so it'll go up and down, and then I'll take different news articles and then put like a, try and put a little bit of a different spin to engage the audience. And, you know, sometimes I'll put things on there that, you know, might be pretty controversial, especially in Canada. And I find, especially in Canada, and I find, quite honestly, like, especially sometimes a woman speaking about some of these things, you get some pushback from people, so it's really, there's a little bit, you know, on how to massage the subject, so you're getting that information out there to people, or at least engaging them in sort of a neutral, a little bit of a neutral position, right, and make fun of things and stuff. And so, anyhow, like, I think one of the, anyway, I'll try and take a picture and just engage the public in that, or I'll do a rant on, like, CBC and Rob Ford, for instance, which was a big thing for me. And, like, honestly, like, try, and my intent behind all of it is to try and be like, hold on here, this isn't normal. Or in my world, this isn't healthy. And probably, I don't think, maybe I'm not going to try and say that this isn't healthy for anybody else because that's your choice. However, you know what? This is federally funded. Like, that was sort of, that's something that was a little bit more recent. And I do try and keep, like, there is, you know, I think for this project, I'm going to take pull all of those off that I've done and give them to Dittmar. And I'm still trying to figure out how to do that because there's a lot of comments and stuff and quite a bit of interaction on there. And also do a write-up on, like, how I do, because there is some strategy behind it. It's not just, you know, me, once in a while I lose it and write something on there.
You'll repay for Mercer once he retires. Amazing rats. You get fucked up and stuff, and then all of a sudden...
you know, I was out in BC for a course a few weeks ago, and when I was flying back on WestJet, the cockpit opened up, and it was a guy that I used to work with up north where I'm from, and he, you know, he said, me and Ray, his wife Rachel, we read your posts, we absolutely love them, we laugh the entire, and for me, that was a really good thing, you know. Sometimes I will post stuff on there, and like I said, that is a little bit controversial, I guess, for, you know, Canadians, in my opinion, sometimes a little bit, starting to get a little bit more angry, I think. And, you know, and then I'll go, like, a couple hours later and check my friend list to see if anybody's, like, deleted me. And then I, like, sit with it, and I'm like, I'll be okay if someone's deleted me. Maybe they deactivated themselves, I don't know. But, you know, I find that sometimes, and I haven't really checked it out with a lot of people that do communicate with me about these little things that I write, why they, like, they'll say to me, like, even in BC, like, somebody was like, I can't believe you wrote that, it's hilarious, blah blah blah, and I read them all the time, but they never like them. Like, they're almost scared to like them, right? So I'm sort of developing one about being scared to like anything on the internet right now, and maybe pull in a few things from that. But yeah, so, and I haven't been, sometimes I'll take a little bit of a break or whatever, just to, you know, if I'm working on school stuff or preoccupied with something else, and I start getting emails like, what's going on with you? Are you okay? Why haven't you written something? And then it's funny because somebody in here, I woke up in the morning and I had a text, and it was like this funny little thing that sort of pertained to something that I put on there. So I get texts from people or emails from people with attachments of articles that they thought. A friend of mine who's working in Africa, I didn't know this, he started sending me articles from a computer that's not his and under an alias, because he's sure that he's really being watched, which he probably is, I think. But he sends me articles that you don't read about in Canada, and they're about Canada here. And so it's really, you know, a lot of people don't know that this is going on, that we're really, that there's a lot of, our media is completely censored. So, you know, when I turned on CBC a little while ago and Rob Ford was on there, who's obviously an addict, which gives me a lot of material to write about, because he's an addict. That's the bottom line. He's an addict. And there is no spotlight on the addiction process. And to find out about that, or the honest thing, you have to really delve pretty darn deep. And so we have people who are sick and struggling, and it's breaking down our community, and we're not talking about it. And so, but we put Rob Ford on TV and be like, this man is insane and this and that and on and on and on. You know, and I think there's bigger questions, like bigger things out there that we should maybe be focusing on. And no one, and it's horrifying to me that no one in his circle has stepped forward to say this man's an addict. You know, so I'll write about things like that. And hopefully somebody will like see that and be like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense, man. You know, maybe I'll look up addiction stuff or... yeah, so I've been doing that. What was even more horrifying after when I first saw the Rob Ford thing or skit was that they had some news about Kanye West on there. And I'm like, it was right after Rob Ford, and I'm like, that's an entertainer. What does he have to do with Canadian? Why is he on Canadian, like, federally funded news, you know, when there's all kinds of other things going on in our country? So anyway, that's what I've kind of been working on. I'm going to compile it all for Ditmar and stuff like that. And, you know, if you want to add me on Facebook, and myself,
it's
pretty good.
It's worth
it,
yeah. Awesome.
You're all enemies of the state, anyhow. You know.
I'm like, what? You know, like.
Hey, we just had a potluck. That's one of the most revolutionary things you can do.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm planning on maybe putting together a blog, but I have to figure out how to do that and stuff. So.
Awesome.
Yeah, so. That's what I think I haven't done very much at all, but I actually am up in the middle of the night, and I tell different guys that I know, because I find articles on health and wellness or whatever, and I'm like, I don't need a husband, because I have a whole trap line of men that I torture with, like, health and wellness articles. And numbers to homeopaths, and then I follow up too. Anyway, yeah. That's what I'm kind of working on this semester.
Awesome.
Yeah. Okay.